Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Caris from the United States, and she uses LDN for Lyme's disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis and infertility. Thank you for joining us today, Caris.
Thanks for having me.
So where would you like to start? You were telling me that you had Lyme disease. Was that 12 years old?
Yes. I was on a trip, a family vacation with my family to Minnesota. And it was that time I got bit by a tick. And I barely remember a tick bite. The tick was not even fully attached. But I got a rash from that. And that was when I got Lyme disease. It took 4 years for them to diagnose it. And so by the time they diagnosed it, I was very, very sick. And my mom also had been diagnosed with Lyme disease a few years before. So when tests were not showing anything, then my mom took me to her doctor and said, I think you should get tested too. And that was the journey of my starting to treat Lyme disease. But it took so long for any treatment to start working. And I tried almost everything, alternative and non-alternative.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Hashimoto's? How long ago was that when you were diagnosed?
The Hashimoto's, I was diagnosed with that about 5 years ago. And I worked with a very good doctor in Wyoming who was in very good with natural medicine and also was a traditional MD. And he's the one who figured out that I had thyroid problems. And that, so he diagnosed me with that about 5 years ago. And then the LDN has really helped that. It's brought the antibodies for that almost down to nothing.
Mm-hmm. And the infertility, when was that an issue?
Yeah, well, after my first one was born, my husband and I conceived without any problem. I was actually in university in my final year, and I was doing my vocal performance degree. And she was my little surprise, our little surprise child. And so I graduated with my degree, and I thought, oh, I have no problem having kids. Here we have, you know, the surprise baby. And so when she was about 6 months old, we thought, oh, maybe we'll start trying to have another one. And so we didn't use any protection for a long time. When she started to be about a year and a half old, we thought, okay, you know, we've been not using anything for a long time. Why is nothing happening? And after that, when she was about 18 months old, we started to really try. And I read lots of books about, you know, how to conceive a baby. And I couldn't believe, you know, my first one, we had, you know, a surprise. Mm-hmm. Why am I having so many problems now? And so I read and read and read, and we tried for the baby, and eventually I did be able to get pregnant, which shouldn't have been so complicated, but then I miscarried that one. I had a blighted ovum, and so after the first trimester, we figured out that it was actually not a viable pregnancy, and so I had to have a DNC, and that was the first miscarriage. And about 6 months after that, we thought, okay, we really need to figure this out. My mom, who is a nurse and the one who diagnosed me, like I said, with Lyme disease, or figured out, you know, what to do, she is the one who said, you know, maybe you should try LDN. he had done a lot of research online about some of the latest Lyme disease treatments. And she said, well, this one also is used for infertility. Maybe you should try it. And so I read the books and I read all the websites and I thought, wow, this maybe is useful. And I read some of the research from some really, really good doctors, and I read all the PowerPoints and I said, okay, I'm going to see if I can do this. And my doctor in Wyoming was so kind to prescribe it. And I took it, and 2 weeks later, no joke, it had taken so long to conceive my first one. I got pregnant already 2 weeks later. And that pregnancy, unfortunately, I didn't carry. It was so early after I started the LDN. I think that it was my body still was adjusting to it, and maybe was still producing too many antibodies for the Lyme disease. But I miscarried that one very early on. And then only 2 months later, I was able to get pregnant again. And that pregnancy had no problems. And I stayed on LDN the entire pregnancy, and my doctor was really supportive of it. And in September of this last year, I had a very healthy little baby boy, so we were just overjoyed.
Oh, how wonderful. So if we can now go back to the Lyme disease, what treatment were you given? You said you tried just about everything.
Everything, yes, yes, I did. At the beginning, I did a lot of antibiotic therapy for that. In those days, about 20 years ago, that was pretty much all there was. So I took all the different kinds of amoxicillin, Zithromax, doxycycline, all those different kinds of antibiotic therapies. And it did help, but it just didn't cure it. And alternative therapies, I did try all those too. There's so many different ones. I tried colloidal silver, I tried eating well, I tried going off carbs, I tried no sugar, I tried the Gerson therapy, which did help me so much, but I just did not cure it.
Mm-hmm. So before you started LDN, what was your Lyme disease like?
My Lyme disease, I had a lot of joint pain. It was not out of control Lyme disease. I was able to do my university education. So I was struggling with a lot of lingering symptoms. So, for example, I have the joint swelling. So it was just painful for me. I was a piano player, and I struggled to practice enough piano that was required for my degree. I struggled with the hormone problems. And just with menstrual irregularities and things like that. I had a lot of digestion problems, and my stomach was always bad. I just had a lot of problems with eating and feeling well, and also with anxiety. I really struggled with a lot of anxiety and OCD, and so I struggled with that quite a bit from the Lyme disease, and I just felt quite sick.
Mm-hmm. And what did you notice when you first started taking the LDN? What dose did you start on?
I started on 1.25 milligrams. It was higher than some people start at who have Lyme disease. When I first started it, I noticed a combination of things. I noticed immediate improvement of some of the chronic symptoms that I had with the joint pain and with the anxiety and OCD. And also with my stomach. I also noticed some Herxheimer reactions. And so I had the classic kind. Always before with Lyme, I was kind of wondering what's going on. Am I feeling worse from the sickness, or am I feeling worse from the Herxheimer reaction? And this time it was quite easy to pick out. I said, oh man, I feel like I have the flu. And I felt very nauseous, and my joints started to swell up. And they didn't just swell a little bit. They swelled like you would not believe. And I had one day where I woke up and I had my entire foot was inflamed. And it was just very, very swollen. And it took almost a month for that to go away. But I really believe that was a Herxheimer reaction, because after that, it didn't hurt anymore. And I think that my body was just finally able to fight off the illness from the inside out.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, so, it was very different than the experience that I'd had with all the different treatments before.
And what dose did you go up to?
Right now, I'm at the 4.5 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And so I went very slowly. During the time I was pregnant, I stayed at 2.25. So I split the 4.5 milligrams pills in half. And my doctor encouraged me to stay low because he said, if you get too sick, your body won't be able to do well, especially while you're pregnant. So he encouraged me to keep the Herxheimer reactions down and to start at a smaller dose.
Okay. Now, your Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you said that it decreased your antibodies. Over what period of time did that take?
Kind of the period of time that, about 2 years, the time that I'd been on LDN. And when I first started taking, I think it was, I was at 180, my antibodies were and then they went down to 20 the last time it was checked during my pregnancy.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? So if you had to rate your quality of life before you started LDN, what would you have said it was on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
My health was at probably a 3 or 4. My I was very happily married, and I was glad to do my university. My education I loved, but my actual ability to do those things was hard. It was very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say it is now?
And now it's much better. It's probably a 7 or 8, and it's starting to go into a 9. So some of the long-term symptoms have been very slow to improve. You know, it's taken a year, and now I kind of look back and say, wow, my my digestion has improved so much, but it's not an overnight thing. It's been very, very slow. And one thing I noticed specifically with breastfeeding, I've been able to take LDN while I have breastfeeding. But the first time with my first pregnancy, I had the baby, and then I started to have a lot of menstrual problems with just hormone problems, and also getting migraines from the hormone imbalances. And this time after my childbirth, it's been so much better. And I have only had maybe 1 or 2 migraines, and they're very small. And they're treated by Tylenol. And anyone who suffered from migraines knows that if Tylenol can treat a migraine, it's a good migraine. Mm-hmm. And so I've been very thankful to have that too. It's very easy to measure this time around.
I was going to ask about taking LDN during pregnancy. Dr. Phil Boyle, who's one of our medical advisors, he's been using LDN for many years for infertility. You've probably come across him in your search and researching. So you took LDN, you got pregnant, you carried taking it throughout your pregnancy and throughout breastfeeding. What would you say the difference was between your first child, your little girl, and your son?
Well, my first child, I had severe morning sickness, and it was the kind where you throw up just countless times a day. And I had that so that I was almost hospitalized my first pregnancy. With my second, I didn't throw up at all. And I still had morning sickness, which is, you know, so typical for being pregnant. But I did notice that that was something that was very much better my second time on the LDN. And also the Lyme disease symptoms were better. My babies were bigger. So my first one, I had, she's kind of a miracle that she was born at all, because I had some problems with my my placenta, and also she was born with IGUR, so she was not even 5 pounds at full term, so she was only 4 pounds, 14 ounces. And my second one was born without any kind of problems, and he was born almost close to 6 pounds. And I'm a very small person. I'm only, you know, when I was fully pregnant at, you know, full term, I only weighed, you know, 110 pounds. Oh, and so to have such a big baby was such a good thing for me. And the doctor was so pleased about the pregnancy and how it went. And it was so reassuring for me not to have any complications during during birth. You know, I was very, very thankful to have that. So that was definitely an LDN. I really attribute it to that, to having so few complications.
And was he a happy, healthy baby? You know, he didn't need anything at birth.
No, he's very healthy. My four-year-old, she woke up a lot at night, but my son, our little one, he did not wake up at night. He just slept through the night, and it's just such a happy and healthy baby. And he, going into, you know, his little childhood, he has fewer food allergies and things like that than my daughter had. So I think the LDN helped that too.
That is what I hear, that people generally, you can't say for everybody because everybody is different, but so many people have told me that their babies are born, you know, very healthy, very happy, and that's just amazing, isn't it? So it does go to show that, you know, you can take LDN whilst being pregnant, providing your physician is prepared to prescribe it for you. It's a remarkable story. So you're all set to run around after two children now.
Yes, I have a lot of energy. I feel prepared to do it, and it's going well. I feel like my body is able to cope with the demands of having kids, because for any mom, it's not easy to run after kids and to work and to do all those things. And I think the LDN really has helped my body to achieve a sense of health, and I'm very thankful for that.
Mm. I was going to say, was fatigue a symptom that you had with your Lyme disease? Yes. And while you were studying, because when you're, yes, there is a difference between being extremely tired and being fatigued.
Yes.
I like it to, you go to bed and your battery is flashing red, and then you can sleep, yes, all night and wake up and it's still flashing red. You know, just because you had a good night's sleep doesn't mean to say you feel refreshed in the morning, and you feel rather shortchanged, I think, when you've slept and you still feel tired.
Right, right. Yes, the LDN has really helped that. Now I can be woken up in the middle of the night, you know, when my son is sick, sometimes he wakes up and I still feel fine in the morning. I can have a little cup of coffee and I'm set to go again. And I think that's much better. In the past, it was not like that.
Mm. So how did you manage when you had your daughter with not being on LDN?
Lots of coffee, I guess. Not so good. I was waking up all the time, you know, because she woke up a lot at night. And so I just survived by having a little too much coffee and just pushing through. I had to finish my degree. I really wanted to, because I had been sick for so long and I really wanted to finish my degree. So I just pushed through, and that's something I didn't have to do with my son. I just felt a lot better, and so I didn't have that that fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Well, such a remarkable story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really thankful that my mom came across LDN, and I'm thankful also that I started taking it. There's more and more research that's showing the benefits, and so I'm very glad that there's been researchers and people that have started to take it, so it can help people like me. It's just such a benefit.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.